From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it a grave violation of previous resolutions and threatening further significant measures. Ukraine's Ambassador Volodymyr Yelchenko is this month's council president.
As you know, Security Council approved the press statement on ballistic missile launch by DPRK on 11 February 2017, which inter alia emphasizes the importance of full compliance with the relevant Security Council resolutions, as well as working to reduce the tensions in Korean Peninsula and beyond. During the consultations, members of Security Council were unanimous in condemning the recent ballistic missile launch conducted by Pyongyang.
At a White House news conference, President Donald Trump called North Korea and its nuclear missile programs a big problem, vowing to deal with the matter strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Blennett said it appeared to be powered by a solid fuel engine.
That's quite a development. That's important because that makes a missile much easier to launch quickly.
The North has boasted it's in the final stage, preparing to test an intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, but has yet to test one. A Kenyan judge Monday ordered several officials of the National Doctors Union jailed for failing to end what the court called an illegal strike, now more than 2 months old, over pay and working conditions at public hospitals. The union has demanded a pay raise of up to 180%, a review of working conditions, job structures, promotions, and understaffing. The government says it can only afford a 40% salary hike. This is VOA News.